to the Rockman Show. It's time for Rockman to give his opinions, his views, and his thoughts on life and rock. So grab a beer, buckle in, and get ready to rock!
Kick my ass. How about you? Want to start the show a little heavy tonight? That's a new one from All That Remains. Really cool. That one's called Divine. That was the first song they put out in like 6 years, so really good to see those guys are back. And now they're on tour, or going to be on tour with
Megadeth.
Actually, this lineup's pretty solid. Megadeth Destroy All Enemies Tour. We all have to name tours now. And this is Destroying All Enemies, which I guess is every ex-guitarist from Megadeth. That's from Shot. So this tour is going to be with Mudvayne and All That Remains. So actually a pretty solid lineup. I got to say, Live Nation just came out with their $25 deal for a lot of shows. I'm hoping this one's on it. If so, I'm going to go for $25. I ain't paying that big fee for that. Forget about it. And you know what? You know, I'm not the biggest Megadeth fan anymore. Really sucks that Kiko's gone. He was one guy that was actually keeping me into the band just because he's just such a monster guitar player. They got the new guy, but it's like a revolving door with Megadeth and guitarists anymore. So it's hard to keep up. But anyway, Megadeth, everything's kind of starting to sound the same too now. So they kind of lost me a bit a while back. Plus Mustaine being an asshole to me. But back to All That Remains. Phil Labonte, the singer, kind of came back and said, you know, hey, we're back. We had to do some soul searching after Ollie passed away in 2018. And we're back. We're back. So he's basically saying, go listen to Divine and hit me up on Twix with your comments. What the fuck's Twix?
Cookies with smooth caramel and chocolate.
It's a candy bar, dumbass.
I know it's a fucking candy bar, but he's not. How are you gonna fucking hit him up on a candy bar?
Oh my god. Why do I have to explain this shit? I just don't get you.
Okay, explain it.
Let me tell you my story, man. Last year, I was insane for this crazy little eighth-grade bitch.
Okay? Crazy? Insane?
Insane? Crazy?
I was nuts for the woman, man. Now, you gotta believe me. I'm saying, I'm telling the truth here. I'm speaking to you. I mean, I was nuts for the girl. And what did it to me was these big titties she had. For a 13-year-old girl, man, she wouldn't have to worry about no titties for the rest of her life, boy. You know, she was set and she was looking good, son.
That's the truth, baby.
I called every night for like a month. I mean, I'm talking devotion, man.
Every damn night?
Every night, Mitch. I ain't playing with you.
On the telephone?
This boy talking about on the telephone, man.
Explain it
what
to
the
him.
Goddamn, we know there's a telephone, boy. What the hell thing I'm doing?
Okay, so you gotta write your comments on a Twitch wrapper, and then you mail it to the band.
Where do you mail it?
It's probably on their website. I'm gonna go take a shit.
Him and the chips. So anyway, guys, check out all the remains when they come to your town. And, we got that drum roll again. Did Ragman get the fridge? Yes! We have a winner! Ragman's got a fridge. It's, actually, I got it Monday, and the whole process was pretty seamless. The guy's really good, very professional. Except, I don't know what the fuck goes on with these refrigerators. And it's not the people that delivered or the people sold it to me. But when you get these refrigerators, you get this fucking plastic all over it. And it takes fucking forever. And it's like built into the fucking door. And so you get plastic hanging out everywhere. I don't get it. I don't know. I almost wanted to leave it on there. It's like, hey, I'll never get a stain. But no. It looks a little bit better without the plastic, or actually a lot better. So, like, I need cold food, and I want a pretty fridge. So there you go. Anyway, I'm going to start the show with some music talk. Don't have a lot going on in the personal life. Life is good. My girlfriend is fucking amazing, and we are having a lot of fun together. I'll leave it at that. But I do have more shows coming my way, actually as soon as Sunday. But we'll get into that in a minute. So, why don't we play a tune? We played this band last week, and their song sucked. The new song with John Five. So, how about some Motley Crue? Why don't we do... You know what's funny? I said I didn't like anything after, I guess, the self-title with Karabi. But I did lie. Or I didn't lie. I just forgot. They actually had that one record where they kind of went back to the old... kind of just good hard rock sing-along type songs before they turned into 6 a.m. I think the album was called Tattoo something or other. Let's do this song. It's called Hell on High Heels. Check it out. Like that song. That one was pretty cool. Actually, it's probably, like I said, the last thing I've liked that the band has done. This new song is horrific. They did that thing, the Saints of LA. That was horrible. I don't know, man. I just guess they've lost it musically. But in the news still is the war between Nikki Sixx and Mick Mars, where it's funny that... you hear two sides of the story. You know, Mars sued him. Mick was going to quit. And so we talked to John Five. And we knew John. And John was going to come help us. And, oh, come on. No, I'm sure they had this in the world. You know, he's sitting there saying, oh, we're going to let the fans down if we had to quit. Because Mick didn't want to do this. I don't know. Who knows the real story? I got to say, I probably side with Mick more. I feel like he got screwed on this deal. You know, hearing Vince Neil talk about some of the stuff he's gone through since he's gotten back in the band, it just makes me wonder. You know, Nikki's marching to his drum of Motley Crue. I'm sure Tommy has a say in stuff, but I got a feeling they're just pushing people out. And you almost wonder if Vince is going to go next, because his vocals on this last song just weren't good. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's the song's that bad or what, but not very good. So I thought, before we went to a beer of the show, why don't we play something for Mick Mars? I don't believe I've played anything since his new solo record came out, but it's pretty interesting if you hear what he's done compared to what Molly did. And I did the same thing between Kiss and Ace Frehley here recently. But we played the Motley song last week, so I'm not going to play that again this week because I really don't like it. But I heard this one today from Mick Mars. I'm like, holy shit, this is actually good. And it's pretty interesting to see how much the sound has changed and how much the songwriting has changed over the years with Mick and the crew. Basically, the crew, to me, sounds like 6 a.m., which it's like alt metal, whatever you want to call it. It's not Motley Crue. It's not Motley Crue anymore. And again, I don't need Dr. Feelgood every time or Shout the Devil every time. I just want good rocking songs. What we love Motley for. And they just, I guess songwriting-wise, they've just ran out of ideas. And now they're doing these stadium tours. I was surprised that they decided, hey, we got to put out a record. I think part of it's just like, we've got to get more street cred with John 5. So we got to write something. So maybe it's a leftover 6 a.m. project. I don't know. But anyway, let's play some Mick Mars. This one's called Undone. Dig that, man. And you can see the songwriting so much better. So you gotta wonder what's going on. Maybe Mick's better off. I'm sure he's probably saved his money better than the other guys, but I don't know. I've heard some stories. I think he spent a lot of money on booze and pussy. So I don't know. You never know. But actually a cool song. And you almost wonder that if he were still in crew, would this record be the new crew record, or I'm sure a handful of songs would probably be on that record and would probably be a decent record. But, you know, the jury's still out. The first song from Molly's not good. We all heard that. We all agree. But we'll see. The jury will be out when this platter of whatever it is comes out. That said, I'm thirsty, Mr. G.
Beer, beer, gonna taste some beer.
hear the show!
Dude, what the fuck?
This is kind of production, but I do my thing now.
Okay, just clean up your mess.
Good.
All right, tonight, we got a good one. At least I hope we do. This is from one of my favorite breweries, the Celestial Brewery. This one's called Festivus. A collaboration about nothing. In honor of Festivus, brewed with our Fest beer. So, So it's going to be a Fest beer, I guess. I don't know. There's not a lot on the can, so I guess we're going to have to figure this out. I can't even tell you what style it is because it didn't tell me. So it looks like everything but the kitchen sink. So let's see. Oh, it looks like a hazy IPA. Beautiful. Beautiful. Actually, it's pouring out really, really pretty. The beer is just absolutely gorgeous. I love this brewery. They do really good stuff. The label itself is pretty fun. It's got a little bit of everything. Like I said, a crawfish, pair of tidy whiteys, Statue of Liberty soup, a key, pretzels, cabs, everything. A little bit of everything. So, label's fun. Label is fun. These guys, again, do great beers. Here we go. Double India Pale Ale with Nelson and Strata hops and El Dorado. Spectral. I don't know what that is, but we'll see what it is. Oh my god, this thing's potent at 8.5%. Somebody's gonna get fucked up. Alright, appearance. Beautiful golden color. Really nice hazy, kind of a pineapple glow to it. A little bit of head, but the lacing, a lot of lacing on the glass. So, do the aroma test. Smells beautiful. Clink to me. Wow. That's nice. A little different. Citrusy, a little watery. Not as creamy, a little creamy, but a little different. It's not just blowing me away, but it's not bad by any means. I'll tell you what, going to go 3.5. There's a little bit of a kind of a wang to it at the very end. So, again, Celestial kicked ass, threw a lot of hops in there and came up with that. And it's not bad. It's just not killing me here. So, I'll tell you what, let's play some new music. We've been playing old stuff. This is called Our Hollow, Our Home. And this one's called Veil Walker. I mentioned a little bit ago, Live Nation's got their thing that they do about every year, where they come out with the $25, the bonus plan for tickets. So, just going to go over a little bit of the list. It's not a bad deal, man. I mean, it's $25, I think, all in, and you don't have to pay the bullshit fees or anything like that. So, it's actually worth really checking out and saying, hey, dude, this might be the thing for us. If you're going with someone else, or for me, forget about it. So anyway, there's actually, I would say the biggest one on here, or actually there's two. And one of them I mentioned, the Megadeth Mudvayne and All That Remains Tour, which I think I'm going to go just because it's $25. It's at a venue that I'm not going to get a reserved seat. So, dude, why not? Why not? And, I've seen Mudvayne once. And, dude, they were really cool. I'm not sure how good they are now. I heard Chad, his vocals aren't the greatest anymore. So, I don't know if that was just them getting back into it or what, but I'd be curious. It's just kind of interesting for me with that band that they're wearing the makeup again like they did on the first record. Why don't we listen to some Mudvayne? I haven't checked out Mudvayne in a bit. Let's do something off that first record. Okay, that pretty much sums it up. I gotta go now. I like some Mudvayne. I do like the vein. The main vein. The Mudvayne. No, they're really cool. So, I think that's when I want to go. I might leave halfway through Megadeth. It just depends. Another one I would like to kind of go, and I'm guaranteed to go home early, is Hellstorm, I Prevail, Hollywood Undead, and Fit for a King. I love me some Fit for a King. Everybody knows that. I love me some I Prevail, but Hollywood Undead, I don't give a shit about. And Hellstorm, I really don't like. I think they're horrible. I've seen them live once, and it was the most boring fucking 45 minutes or whatever they played ever. So, that's one I might go to. So, we're in with Megadeth. It is funny. I'm going to two shows. I'm like, I've already decided I'm leaving early. But the rest of this, look at this list. 311, AWOL Nation, and Neon Trees. So I know 311. I don't know the other fucking guys. Bret Michaels, no fucking way. Bush with Jerry Cantrell and Candlebox. Jerry Cantrell would be kind of cool to see, and Candlebox. I saw them. And they were actually better than I thought they would be. They were pretty cool. And then we have Creed, Three Doors Down, and Finger 11. I think I'll skip that one. Creed might be kind of interesting to see. I actually like that Scott Stapp solo record. It's actually pretty good, the stuff I've heard. Next one, Deep Purple. They put me to sleep, people. The last time I saw them. And Ian Gillan out there, barefoot, prancing around. I don't need to see that. I'm done. And, I think we've talked about this before. It gets to a point with some of these bands, if you saw them back in the day, and they're really good, or if they weren't even that great, but they're iconic bands, you're like, okay, I've done it. I've seen them. That's where I am with the Rolling Stones at this point. Didn't talk about that. But what a great set list. Mick Jagger is a fucking animal. But I don't know. It was a little bit lackluster for me. It bummed me out. There was like too much attention on the backup people. You know, if I'm going to the Stones, I want to see Mick, Keith, and Ronnie. You know, because those are the only guys left. Everybody else is gone. They're not in it. Or they're passed away or whatever. And Mick, again, dude, for 80-something years old, that guy's a fucking animal. Up and down the stage, sounded great, but he just kept interacting with these backup singer nobodies that I don't really give a fuck about. Are they the Rolling Stones? I don't know. They're so memorable, I don't remember seeing either one of them last two times I've seen them. I think my first time to see them was like 5-6 years ago. But I don't know. I just got bored with it. And it's a shame. It's a shame. But I'm glad I said I saw him finally a full show. I finally got to see the Stones for a full show. And I had decent seats. They weren't bad. I tell you what. Let's play a Stone song. And I was so happy they played this. Because I was talking to my friends Dave and Lauren. I was like, there's no way they're going to play this song. And sure enough, it ended up in the set list. How about some Give Me Shelter? That was the Stones. We play them every once in a while. Why not? So let's go through this list a little bit quicker because I have one more story I want to go through before we end the show tonight. So here's a great one. Five Finger Death Punch. Put Me to Sleep at Metallica. No way. Marilyn Manson. Though I'm curious, I guess he's not in jail for molesting the woman. I don't know.
Do you want some color on that?
Don't want some color on that?
That's what I fucking said.
Yeah, give me some color. What do you know?
Big T's got him off.
I thought he was doing the Trump stuff and all that.
He is, but he has time for other people, too. Colin fucking gets shit done.
Yeah, I'm not doubting that. He had got Genghis back on the show. What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? Why is it John? It should be the Rod Ben and John show.
No, it's like it will never be the Ragman and John show or the John and Ragman show. Forget about it. That's in the contract. Not happening. So anyway, the next one, and this bumped me out because I'm going to be out of town. Iron Maiden. Damn, I can't believe they made the list. I mean, Iron Maiden sells out everywhere and top dollar, stuff like that. So very surprised to see that one on the list. Korn, Gojira, and Spirit Box. Kind of surprised on that because Korn gets a pretty good draw. And Gojira, they're getting a name for themselves too. So the next one, Limp Bizkit, Bones, N8, No Face, and Corey Feldman. Oh my God, I gotta go for Corey. Nah, not happening. Oh, what an abysmal tour. No, they're gonna have to give tickets away for that fucking thing. We talked about Megadeth, Rob Zombie, and Alice Cooper. I would go see Alice Cooper only if Kate Roberts was still in the band. Now that Nina Strauss is back, no thanks. She's great, don't get me wrong. Great guitar player. But, wanna see... I like Kane. I like Kane in the band. He's my guitar player for Alice. Next, Stone Temple Pilots and Live. No. Sum 41, no. 30 Seconds to Mars. No! No. No more Seconds to Mars. Oh, God. You know, we're playing a lot of music tonight. Why don't we play more? How about this one? Let's get something fucking heavy. And then we're going to get into a really cool story. This one's called Bleed From Within, Killing Time. Let's rock out. That didn't pummel your skull. I don't know what will. We've had a heavy show tonight, people. And I'm enjoying it. I'm getting back into this heavy stuff, and I really dig it. So my last story of the night is what I'm really happy about. I wish this would be a thing, but this band didn't get the praise in America like they did over in Europe. Such a great band. A lot of you guys know Jeff Scott Soto. Sang with Yngwie, Sons of Apollo, sang a Journey for a bit. But he was in a band called Talisman, which I have played back in the days of the Genghis and Ragman show. Super, super nice guy. Really cool dude. So I'm sure he's pretty excited about this. And we did talk about Talisman a bit. But Talisman to reunite at Sweden Rock this year for a special performance in tribute of the late bassist Marcel Jacob. So if you guys were ever fans of Talisman or don't know who they are, you got to check them out. I am going to play a song. I'll tell you what. Let's play that, and I'll read a little bit more of the story. Let's check it out. This is called Humanimal. And what a ferocious song this is. Let's check it out. Musicianship there, forget about it. So great. It's a tragedy that Marcel passed away, but he left us some great music, and everybody in that band so talented. They're around, I think they kind of called it quits around 2009 after Marcel passed away. They've done some stuff here and there, but this will be a very cool tribute, I'm sure. So Marcel Jacob, 1964-2009, who would have turned 60 this year, was Talisman's bassist and undisputed leader. The guy was a fucking monster on bass. So great. And you heard it in Humanimal. In his honor, the band's music is now performed by surviving fellow musicians, Jeff Scassiotto, guitarist Frederick Atkinson, that dude's a monster, and drummer Jamie Borger. I guess filling in for Marcel is Johan Niemann. From Evergrey, holy shit. So what a lineup, man. And they had so many cool songs. I only played the one, but seriously, check these guys out. Check out their catalog if you just love good rock. Some of it gets a little bit more, just good hard rock. Some of it's pretty heavy. They do some killer fucking covers, man. They do a great one of Frozen by Madonna. Very cool, very cool. So anyway, guys, I want to thank you for listening every week. I want to thank you for everything. I've got interviews coming. I've got a big one next week, hopefully. We'll see if it happens. It's in the works. Let's just say that. So you may have a big surprise from a great guitar player who's been on the show before, but I'm not going to jinx it by telling you who it is. You'll have to wait and see. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Please comment. I would love to hear what you guys think about this tour and the $25. what it's worth to you. For $25, what would you do? Which show would you go to? Which ones will you leave early? And which bands do you not like the headliner so much? So you do leave early. Win-win. You're home by 10 or 11. Or you go to a brewery or go to a bar and hang out with your friends. And not have to put up with Hailstorm or somebody like that. So anyway, guys, I want to do something special. I'm going to give you one big hose.
Inside the walls that I create, that paralyze my own.